Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hell yes. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, January 15th. 2021. How's it going?
Man, it's good. How you, Matthew?
Fine. Thank you. Fat boy, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like you rolled over his toe.
Nah, there's a...
Turn his damn microphone on.
Nah, it was on. It was just not sourced right.
Uh-huh.
Monitor's 10 feet in the air. I got an email that said, we filmed some stuff in here. Sorry if stuff's out of place.
Who's we? Ain't no way supposed to be in here.
I came from an engineer, but I don't know who we were.
No.
What's he filming? Is he like the Norm Abram of radio?
Maybe.
Who's running film? It better not have moved my camera. I got this thing set up perfectly now.
Running sound.
I hide my man blankies in it. And the way the shadow is, it accentuates them. Even if they're not as big as they used to be, it looks like they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
They look big to me.
Mine do, thank you.
Can you?
I thought they were supposed to.
I can't anymore. That boy was asking me if I could be self-sufficient.
No.
No.
Have a little fun with them.
No. I can't even blanky blank myself. You talk about.
That's the dream.
Yeah. It's Friday, which is awesome.
You wild on a Friday.
Well, I feel like I'm going back to like an appearance where I get the anxiety of, God, is anybody going to show up? And see, I've went through that whole routine before. Caitlin would be like, you know people are going to show up. I'm like, yeah, but what if they don't? And I have to... Don't have to, but I choose to stand there with the owner or manager as, you know, they keep looking at their watch in the parking lot.
You get paid either way?
Yeah, but still. But she's like, you know people are going to go. I was like, yeah, but isn't it good that I look at it that way in some kind of weird, perverse way that I'm not full of myself or sure of that? Or is that just...
You know they're going to be there.
Half empty.
But you know some people are going to be there, though.
Well, I don't know that there are going to be positive calls on today's FOF line.
See, I have faith. I have faith. I'm keeping the faith. It's early in the year.
Well, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
If I could touch your body.
You got to have faith.
I know not everybody got a body like me.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked about him earlier. Yeah, I do. You know, normally this would be about the time to say, is there any heat on it, Fat Boy? Do you have a snippet or whatever? And I almost want to sit here and just wonder and just send out the positive vibes out into the... By the way, it's pronounced universe. I found that out yesterday.
Universe.
It's not we've been saying it wrong all these years.
Okay.
People in Yuna, South Carolina started it. I want to send it out there that something good is going to happen. To you, and I'm not pointing at anybody in the room. I'm pointing at my microphone, which translate in radio talk to you listening right now.
Yep, something good will happen to you listening right now.
Right.
You hear the sound of my voice? Something good will happen.
Yes.
Or maybe something bad.
Yes.
Maybe it started out good and turned bad. You got to call it Rob Inario.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, when a good time goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to say, when your bad time goes good, call the FOF line. Just to see if we can flip the script instead of you know, okay, everything's kind of crappy right now, generally speaking. Not even in this country, everywhere. They got record snow in Switzerland this year.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of snow in Europe.
Van Off?
That usually means the polar vortex is going to hit over here next month.
Yeah.
That's usually what that means.
Well, you know what? That's a good place for me to do the weather because I don't know off the top of my head. And I gotta plan how the weekend's going to go.
Mm-hmm. It's already the middle of January, middle.
Yeah. You know, I got a picture yesterday. You know, Instagram does the thing now where they'll say, I'm still loading the weather. I didn't forget what I was doing.
He's all fat boy chuckling.
He's like, oh, here he goes again, down another
it's
tangent.
It's happening again.
Instagram will do the thing when, I guess, it'll pop up and say, on this day 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like
Facebook started, but they're the same company now. So, and I want to show you the picture 2 years ago yesterday. Where I was and what I was doing, and I was like, there is no freaking way. It was me laying out at Furman.
Yeah.
And that's like a joke that I always make, but that's really what that is. We went walking at Furman, and I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt and jeans, and I'm laying on a blanket out by the lake. Well, I'd have froze to death.
It was a warm day 2 years ago on that date.
Yeah. Wow.
What you grabbing in that picture? Like you're grabbing on something. What you hanging on to?
Oh, my log. I was, a diary, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
My tanning diary. Today we are looking at clouds with a high of 53 with a chance of rain ending at around 7 a.m. So not too, you lay there till it stops. Right now, though, it is cloudy and 36 in Powdersville. I was stalling to remember the town. But I remembered. I remembered. So,
what's up?
Will it be entertaining? That's all I want to know.
What
the friendliest of Friday calls.
I mean, if you, I'm not a fan of it because it's positive, but I mean, if you like the positive, you got a lot of positive. Like it's all feel good stuff.
What's wrong with that? I mean, get it. If it was every Friday, I'd be like, okay. I actually go out into traffic and cause people to rage just to get the bit going again. I would. Start rumors about people just to get them all riled up.
I don't know, man. It's just like it gets so vicious sometimes. It's fun to hear people get real mad and then, oh, man, let me do it again. I'll call you back.
Yeah.
See it all come together.
To Nine's point, though, that it was getting kind of – I know I just said repetition again, but a lot of repetition of people arguing with each other on it, and then we would have to constantly say, oh, yeah, that's the guy who does this, and it was always like, you know, you're watching something on Netflix. Oh, yeah, just watch that episode. I don't need the catch up.
I could dive into the traffic folder if you want some traffic calls.
At certain points, it seemed like it was. I mean, it's good sometimes to vent and get frustration out, but it seemed like a lot of those people just like, oh, here's an excuse to bitch,
right?
Which is different. There's a difference there.
It wasn't meaningful bitching. Sometimes and I'm saying about men and women both.
Sometimes you need to get it out. Other times you're just looking for an excuse to complain.
Yeah.
And we don't want to give people an excuse to complain. That's not fun.
Mm-mm.
That's lame.
Maybe we just do it too much.
I found the day you laid out at Furman. It must have been January 6th, 2019.
January 6th?
72 degrees that day.
Well, I guess you're right. Maybe I waited a day or two to post it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Or either that or Instagram's a damn liar.
Well, if it was like yesterday, the high was like 48. You wouldn't have laid out 48.
No. No, I'm grandma bones. I can't do that. Yeah, I can't say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm packing up some boxes, trying to get more. I need more boxes if anybody has a line on some boxes. If any liquor store proprietors are listening or anybody who has a bunch of, you know, moving size boxes.
You're going to be going to Grumpy's. Boxes.
Yeah, I might, right across the road there. But
what you do is go to Aldi or one of those stores.
Just walk around and pick up boxes.
You walk around and pick up boxes.
Don't buy anything.
One can of corn.
Yeah. But I want actual boxes, though. They got those like weird fruit boxes. It's a half a box. Yeah, I want something with flaps on top.
I don't need a display box. I need something with big old flaps on it.
Yep.
You don't want to.
I get off at 3.
You don't want a banana box? Bengals usually got a bunch of those.
I just want boxes, man. Banana boxes with the tops on them are good. I just want some boxes, you know, decent size, like moving size boxes.
Fat Boy can help you out, but would you be comfortable moving your stuff in bow boxes?
No.
They got big ones.
Oh, I got one of those. I got one of those in the garage. I can put some stuff in a bow box. Yeah.
Good marketing, by the way.
Yeah, I would use bow boxes. Those are easy to tote, but it's hard to stack, though. I need something I can stack.
I saw a commercial for a plastic surgeon or whatever, and it said, Botox. And, and I went, you know, the little sound they do on the bow box commercial? It goes, it says,
oh, yeah, the chicken. I can't do it.
I can't do it. It's like, that's good.
Oh, man.
That was real good. Are you from San Diego?
Might be. That's where I left town for.
No, but anyway.
Parmalee's, huh?
I'm like people asking me when the wedding is. Have you set a date to when you're going to move?
No, I don't have a closing date yet, but it's going to surprise me here any time now. Okay. That they're going to send me a closing date, and I'm going to, oh, man, really? Okay, I got to get on the move with the packing and the moving then.
Packing and the moving. Would you buy boxes? A lot of people buy them.
I don't want to buy a box. Man, I don't want to buy trash.
Yeah, that's true, because you can't, like, I mean, you could give them to somebody else, but how many people you know are going to move?
There's so many people who take big moving boxes and recycle them all the time. Like, you know, I'll just take them, and then I'll recycle them after I move.
You think the paper companies are the ones who
pass them on to somebody else moving?
Started the recycling initiative because they're like, guys, we can get them to buy it, give it back to us to recycle it, and then we'll sell it back to them again for an extra value, an extra fee because it's recycled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the recycling logo means. It's going from your pocket to ours, back to our pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're coming to recycling heaven. You can do glass in Pickens County.
Man, I can't wait. I'll recycle all the glass.
Yeah.
Well, I ordered something from Amazon Big the other day, and it was raining, and they gave me one of them big old clear trash bags if you want it.
I think I'm good on stuff like that, but I appreciate it.
That's the thing. If you want to, like, work the system and you need trash bags, order something in a big box from Amazon when it's going to rain.
Yeah.
They won't leave just a box on your porch. They'll put a big old 50-gallon clear trash bag over it. Guess what?
I've never gotten one of those because it's covered at the house.
Yeah, I got like an old
one.
Well, it ain't fancy. It's dirty in there.
Don't sell it. Sure, you're getting ready to sell it.
I rent it.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
It's not his.
It's not mine. I can't make any money off of it.
Yeah. Thank God. Did you get the dent out of the carport?
I'm about to quit losing money on it. No, the garage door dent's still there. I don't know how you knew about that.
You get a plunger.
Can't wait to move into a place where I want to. I'll invite people over to the new place.
You won't have to stumble across it coming back from a little trip.
Oh, yeah.
just get invited over.
If you're ever in the Dacresville Highway area, I'll be nearby.
Yeah. Going past hospital, going past St. Janet's. Make a left.
Don't give them damn directions now.
Nine lives on top of Table Rock.
You do.
Up on Table Rock.
That's good. I love Fraggles.
I'll call you Jimbo.
Oh, I believe it's taken.
So
what's up?
I've already said that.
Did you do the weather yet?
I did.
Okay.
And remember I said Powdersville.
Yeah, that's true.
Already paid.
Making sure I missed it.
Yeah.
Hood Road. What's up?
Well, I have to ask, is all the Waffle House for you or is that for everybody else?
Man, that's a bag I had from an old to-go order several years ago. I pulled it out of, you know, everybody has the grocery bag full of other plastic bags.
Not from Waffle House, I don't.
Well, I do. I have one from Waffle House.
Does it smell like hash brown? I mean, it has to.
No, I mean, it's old. It's years old, man. It's clean now. It doesn't smell like nothing anymore. I save the good ones. So, I mean, I have plenty. I'm not saving them right now.
No, I'm the same way with Christmas bags.
Save up so many, and then you just, yeah.
Even though Fat Boy, I told him, I said, I need that gift bag back for your Christmas present.
Yeah.
Or from your Christmas present. He still stole it.
It's in the office.
He brought it back. It's in the office.
And then he called me a Native American giver. I was like, you son of a gun. The 20th.
I gave you that fancy Christmas present box and told you to keep it.
Dude.
That's a good box.
Okay. That ended up working out well because Caitlin had made some baked goods.
Oh, yeah. That's a great box for baked goods.
Rebox it.
Or an Arn Anderson t-shirt.
She's like, that's a hat box.
Yeah.
I was like, well, fill it with some fudge.
It was a t-shirt box for our Christmas.
Yeah.
No, that Waffle House bag has three different jigsaw puzzles in it that I thought Mary might want to look at, and also a book that I know you would like to look at.
Oh.
We were in here the other day talking about
pictures.
Talking about the body farm in Tennessee. Turns out I own a book about it.
Oh.
That might be how I know so much about it. I don't know.
Well, that makes sense.
I never read the book, but I know a lot about the place.
It's got pictures?
I don't know, maybe. I didn't look at the book, man.
Hmm. Why'd you get it?
It was a book that got left. When I got divorced and I got left with a house with a house full of a horde. Not like a horde of zombies, but I got left in a hoarder's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just promote your new show coming to A&E this year?
What, throwing somebody else's stuff away for 3 years? Yes.
Celebrity hoarders.
I've spent 3 years throwing away somebody else's things, man. Yes. And I ain't halfway done, man.
I'm going to work hard today.
I gotta throw out more stuff so I got room to move out. And ain't none of it mine.
That's the good kind of moving out, though, is when, not that you're moving to another level of whatever, but like you're becoming a homeowner for the first time. And that means you not that you're moving any kind of status, but you can say, all right, is that bookcase still use of it? Yeah. Is the plastic peeling off of it and you can see the compressed wood underneath it? Yes. I will throw it away. You should have a hell of a bonfire with all your furniture that you don't want anymore. Your furniture still looks nice. I saw it in your... I was looking through your window again.
Oh, okay.
Every time I say that, it's so weird because I see Nines, like, he stops and he's like, how did you see that? But you own your Instagram story.
Look through your window last night.
Here I am.
Yeah, the furniture's good.
I was just commenting.
Thank you.
That was a compliment. I wasn't leading up to bust your balls about it.
I didn't think you were.
You can tell you hadn't had people over is what I'm saying. Like, normally, those kind of nice chairs would have, like, a cigarette burn hole in them by now.
Yeah, something. One of them's got a few dog scratches on it. That's about it.
Mystery
that happens. I got dogs.
Yeah, or have somebody ever with a wallet chain. Same thing.
Couch got a few dog scratches on it, too. I got dogs.
Yeah.
You going to call the hunks again? Move the big stuff?
I don't know. They were kind of pricey.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, have you seen how much it is to go to college?
Yeah. What I'm hoping for is I got a buddy who owns a company, and he has a lot of box trucks and stuff. And then a bunch of people man, I'll help you move, like really excited to do it. Like the kind of dudes who get real excited to go pull people out of ditches when it snows. It's those kind of dudes. And they'll do a good job. They want to help.
Yeah, I've never been one of those dudes.
I just hope that when
I'm glad to help people, but I ain't got a winch.
I just hope that when they say help, I hope they realize that means do most of the work.
Yeah. I'm a hell of a supervisor.
You can sit down and direct.
I got a surgically repaired spine, man. I can't pick up the damn couch. I'm not supposed to anyway.
If you were driving down 385, I want to get back to the puzzle thing, but if you're going down 385 and you see Fat Boy on the side of the road with a flat tire, do you go to the next exit, go back and see if he, like, do you help him?
Do I know it's him?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't be able to. That car and him, you'd be able to tell.
He would not want my help.
You think I'm going to wait for somebody to come help me?
This never came up, but a couple months ago, Fat Boy popped a tire going down 123 on his way home. On his way home from here.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit a nail. Hit a rogue nail.
Yeah, so what did he do? He just pulled over and popped on a spare and went home.
Yeah, I was a couple miles away.
It's Fat Boy we're talking about. He's self-sufficient as hell.
Were you pissed though when you opened the trunk and it wasn't an actual tire made of a donut? Did that piss you off?
Big dough.
Now go ahead.
Nah, we don't have time.
Okay. Oh. Well, Nine started it, as you can very well tell. Well, thank you for that. One thing though, please make sure I'll give those puzzles to my mother. Are all the pieces there? Because I'd catch hell for that.
I'm pretty sure they're all there.
Okay. You should catch hell for that. Why? You don't want to put together a puzzle with like two missing pieces.
I don't want to sit there and physically count 1,000 little tiny pieces of cardboard either. I need the man's word before he gives me this for free.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Well, I done told you what's going to be on the program today, and you know after yesterday's thing that you can't call us till 7 o'clock, but we'll give you the phone numbers in case, 1-800-774-0093, and then the CVM text line, which is 72341. Feel free to text us and then call us after the sports hole. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah, man. You can also we're on all the social medias, too, under the Rise Guys.
Yes. Find us and follow us and smash the like button.
Yeah.
Hulk smash it.
And we encourage you to text us and call us throughout the show.
Yes.
Especially text us during headlines and sports and stuff.
Yeah, we read them.
Yeah.
We do.
Every one of them. Respond to the good ones.
What's up in the Plex, Jimmy J, Jackie?
Oh, man. You know how he always dreamed about talking dogs, and now it's almost here. It's almost a reality.
Yesterday you were doing the robot dogs and now talking dogs.
This is real talking dogs. Yeah. The talking dogs are supposed to be released in 2021. Looks like we're going to hit that goal.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what that means. I'll tell you right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The next morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The Planet.
When news breaks, Google Fingers finds it faster than you. It's Rise Guys Headlines with 9.
Thanks. Welcome to the Plex. Welcome to Rise Guys Headlines, one and all.
It's your pleasure.
It is. It is my pleasure. That's my reaction to this story.
Oh.
Company in South Korea.
Your organism.
Oh, no. Company in South Korea called Pet Pulse has a new collar that is capable of analyzing your dog's barks and translating them into emotions via artificial intelligence.
Okay. Mm.
This is real. The real thing.
So, Thank you, Kurt Angle.
They have the one collar that cusses for your dog, so when it barks, it cusses. Yeah. But it doesn't. I mean, the dog isn't really cussing.
Uh-oh.
It just, the collar cusses when your dog barks. I got loud dogs. I don't think the collar would drown them out. They'd drown it out.
You know, it depends on your dog, but when your dog, like, when I go take Bear outside to pee or number two, and he sees another neighbor out in the yard or somebody walking by, he'll start barking. But it sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
Because he's a husky mini golden doodle. Mini. He's not a little pocketbook dog. He's a big dog, but he's mini.
Ah, mini doodles.
And he'll start barking. But what? Get in that mindset of what if he's like, hey, what's up? Hey, yeah. Hey, good to see you. Hey, good to see you're out walking. Stick to the resolutions. I'm getting ready to take a big old ass over here.
Usually they're just excited to see somebody.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. The team behind this spent 3 years collecting 10,000 samples from 50 different dog breeds, and it uses artificial intelligence to evaluate each bark in real time. So you pair it with an app on your phone, and they claim it can detect 5 different emotions: happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad. The app is free, but you need the collar to go with it. Otherwise, the app's pointless because you don't have the collar.
Just get him a mood ring.
You can buy it online. They have a website, petpulse.net, for $99 or $108 for bigger dogs.
I'm going to invent mood collars.
That's kind of what this is.
I'm always...
I beat you to it.
I'm always late.
Yeah.
Don't have sex with me. I'll claim you're the father.
Yeah, the big orange-looking thing is the one I see. Oh, I wouldn't get one.
I still want the self-walking dog leash. That would be really cool.
You gotta go to Disney World.
No, not the foam one. The one from...
I thought you meant one of those glow-in-the-dark things that everybody used to get at Disney back in the late 80s, early
90s. Oh, those were cool.
Whereas you're walking an invisible dog.
I would go... Think about that for a minute. I love Carowinds to death, but God bless. I used to go, and as my souvenir, I would buy the foam rubber dog that... had like a metal bar.
Yeah,
like
I remember those.
And it was airbrushed.
Yeah.
It was like $20. Mm-hmm. And I'd bring it home.
Can't hide money.
The only thing I wanted at Disney World was the invisible dog leash.
Oh, those were great because they had the in it and it made it look.
It made it look like you're walking an invisible like dog.
People are like, what?
You're walking an invisible dog. Boy, we were dumb. Yeah. We still are, but we're.
Yeah, I mean, not as bad now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're dumber, less dumber every year.
Hopefully. Yeah. That's the goal. To a certain point, then you start getting dumb again.
Well, kill your TV.
Don't throw it away.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers said that. Throw away your television.
Don't you do it.
Throw away your TV, they said. I think that was the name of the song, Throw Away.
Well, you must only got
Lincoln
4 channels.
Said the same thing.
They're pretty old. They probably got 4 channels growing up.
Yeah.
I had 4, black and white.
Yeah. Speaking of channels, will there be more Captain America movies? You heard me, Captain America.
Captain America.
Will there be
more? Who is Captain America? Who plays the role?
Chris Evans plays Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought John Cena was going to do it like for some new ones.
Well, Chris Evans is in talks to do more Marvel movies as Captain America.
Cena's going to be Captain Rogaine, I read.
He might be. Chris Evans and Captain America have been obviously a huge part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Boy, that's a fancy name for something, over the past decade. But it seems pretty definite that he'd wrapped up his tenure after Avengers Endgame. Now he might be coming back. And he's closing in on a deal to return in at least one Marvel property, and the door is open for even more after that.
Why is it that a lot of guys like him kind of, they become the character, but rarely does that happen with like Batman, is they're changing like every two movies now, two or three movies.
Yeah,
I have no issues with, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who can play a good Batman. But then again, every other one, they cast somebody who's not good at it.
I would like to ask the president of Hollywood, and be honest with me, president of Hollywood, was Aquaman supposed to be The Rock? Because it just looks like it was supposed to be The Rock. And I think The Rock was busy, you know, filming Skyscraper or something maybe.
It might have been. I don't know. Is Ben Affleck a good actor or not? I can't tell. Sometimes he seems like he's good. Other times he seems terrible. Like in The Town, he can't even do a good Boston accent.
What? Do you think he's good in that?
Jeremy Renner's accent was so much better than Affleck's.
He's from there.
It should be more authentic.
It's like if I started talking like this, you'd be like, "What? Why is Matt talking like?" Because I'm like over embellishing, hillbilly talk or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes he seems like
actually
he's good.
Doing my ex-mother-in-law.
Other times he seems like he's not a good actor.
Yeah.
Fatboy's a big fan. That's why I'm trying to engage him in a conversation.
And we just ain't going to agree. Well, it's positive Friday.
Which ones do you think he's good in? I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just trying to talk to you.
He loves The Town.
The Town was great. His accent wasn't as good as Renner's. And if anybody should have the accent, it's the guy from Boston.
What about Clerks 2? Do you think he killed it?
Mallrats.
He was good in Mallrats.
What's his best piece of work, Jim? Would you say?
Dazed and Confused.
O'Banion.
Yeah. Like one of the first movies he ever made.
I think the very first one, O'Banion, was the peak for him, for me, man.
Escort your son home because there were ruffians about.
He's been in some good stuff, but I never liked him as much as I did as O'Banion.
Yeah.
He failed twice.
He was great in that movie. He was a really good performance.
Y'all ready to bust some ass?
Yeah. I think he's good. He just sometimes picks some roles that maybe aren't the best for him.
Gotcha.
Appreciate that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Win you over to his side. Those nice glasses.
But, you know, he hangs out with Matt Damon, who's a tremendous actor.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. So his buddies are, like, all his buddies are better than him, I guess, at acting. That's what the problem is.
That damn movie's awesome.
It's weird. Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
Then again, I'm a big fan of Marky Mark, the actor, too.
Marky.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, there aren't any details on this Chris Evans thing, but the sources say it's probably not going to be another Captain America movie. I don't know whose sources or who the sources are. It might be like how Robert Downey Jr. came back after Iron Man 3 and appeared in Captain America Civil War and Spider-Man Homecoming.
Captain.
A while back, Chris Evans publicly said that he'd be retiring his role as Captain America after Endgame, but supposedly he's changed his mind because money.
Oh, that'll get it every time.
I imagine money.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to go do Cellular 2. That was a good little movie.
That was a fun movie.
I'll tell you, I liked comic books, and obviously I've talked about my great history with my Batman fandom, but I did not realize the Captain America. Is that how you say it? I did not know the backstory until I saw the movie. I was like, whoa. I thought he was just some kind of patriotic dude who just loved fighting crime.
Yeah.
No. He served.
He did. He wanted to serve.
Yeah.
He got his wings, et cetera, wearing his costume. He gets 15% off.
He does.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the better superhero backstories, I think.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great backstory. But Phantoms was a good Ben Affleck movie.
Phantoms.
Well, you can tell me later.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, he's been in all kinds of stuff like Pearl Harbor and Shakespeare in Love. You know what I mean? That's the only response.
Wasn't he involved in the cinematic classic Geely?
Yeah, Geely. He was.
Remember that movie? I've never seen it. I don't know anybody's ever seen it. But in my mind, the world has told me it's the worst movie ever made. Because I didn't see that other one.
He's been in some stinkers. Like, Hollywood Land could have been a great movie, but it wasn't that good. Smoking Aces should have been a great movie, but it wasn't that good.
I mean, Geely wasn't horrible, but, you know, everybody was tired of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Jenny, Al Pacino was funny.
Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
Hoorah.
Yeah.
What's up, Shep?
Shep.
I liked him in Boiler Room, too.
Boiler Room.
Boiler Room, yeah.
I'm liquid.
Hey, I'm nine. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Verdict. It's like y'all just met. He's liquid, and you're nine.
Verdict's still out on Ben Affleck.
Now that I've showed you what's possible, let me tell you what's expected.
But that's brought to you by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique, styled by it, too.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
Tell us what you think about Ben Affleck in comments below. There's people look at each other and try like, WTFC talking about?
Text 72341 with those comments.
That's true. Thank you. Fat Boy, what's up in the sports hole?
You know, it seems like every time we tell you about something going to auction, it breaks a record. This broke a record that I don't think is going to be broken again.
Mm.
It just sold.
Okay.
Talk about a ball card.
Oh, okay. Yo, well, I knew that. I knew that. Nine doesn't know, though.
I don't have any idea.
Sit on your hands till we come back. Deal?
Okay.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This sucker thought he was getting ready to do headlines again.
I did. I was ready to go, man.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's Fat Boy's time now.
I'm going to do the story about the lady screaming like a pig during sex.
Oh.
A woman. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Lady.
Oh, woman. So usually we tell you something's going to auction, and we're like, ooh, that went for a lot of money. But this here, I don't know if this is going to be broken ever. So it's a famous ball card. I mean, I'll tell you who it is because a lot of people probably don't know the card, but it is a 1952 Topps baseball card. And
you have the Commerce Comet.
Yep, Mickey Dan Mantle.
Mickey Charles Mantle.
Thank not you. Commerce, Georgia.
His name is not, middle name's not Dan, it's Charles.
Yeah.
Was.
JR's favorite ball player. This card went for $5.2 million.
Well, damn.
Buyer was Rob Gogg. He's an actor and entrepreneur. G-O-U-G-H.
I have no idea.
Is that Gogg?
No. People are becoming famous for buying things that are overpriced now. It's fun. What's up, Vegas Dave?
I don't know this, but he owns the Dope Clothing and CBD line. I don't know what dope clothes are. I just know I'll wear them.
Obviously.
Is that drug rug like Looper wears?
Oh, okay. I see that. A previous record was set in 2020 when somebody paid $3.93 million for an autographed 2009 Mike Trout draft prospects card.
Vegas Dave.
Yep, so I mean, that's a lot of money for you. How are you going to?
I'm still trying to, like, figure out everything that's going on right now with that stuff. Like, finally, you have a card that you can explain. Okay, that could be worth $5,000 or $5 million. But then it's not even his rookie, though. That's the thing that puzzles so many people. His second-year card is worth more than his rookie card.
Yes.
Because 52 Topps is the... The best equivalent I can give you is the 86-87 Fleer basketball. Two baby boomers. Is that a good example?
This says it is a mint 9 PSA.
Yeah.
But this is the end of the line for this card, right? Nobody's going to pay more than that.
I don't know.
Why would you?
I don't know. Part of the allure is kind of the thing we were talking about the other day. People are going to forget who Honus Wagner is. And even though it's a rare card, nobody's going to pay that much for it anymore.
Nobody's going to care.
HBO needs to make a movie called Honus.
Yeah, they do.
But Hans Wagner.
But there isn't like a lot of footage of him doing anything.
No.
Well, I got a picture of Rob Goggy. He kind of looks like Alex Smith and Wade from Black River Rebels had a kid.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Oh, man.
So that's the guy who's got all the money.
Well, there's also there's groups of people now that go in together and buy cards. One card.
Yeah.
Like, you know, investment groups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think if the card went for all that money, it'd be a Jordan card. He's got, doesn't he have a
few
cards?
You would have said LeBron. I thought you said LeBron was better than Jordan.
I couldn't think of, I mean, they're in the same conversation now.
Sure.
I don't know which one of each has the, like, they each seem to have a lot of cards in circulation that could fetch a lot of money.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, with Mantle, you know, this is the one really that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, they didn't make 100 different varieties of each card. back then. You got one card. You might have got an in-action card. You might be on the team card. That's about it. But, yeah, it's odd. It's odd. I just don't understand the brand new cards that go for that.
Well, yeah, like when you were pulling the pack the other day, Matt Man.
Got my Justin Herbert.
And you got the Justin Jefferson in there, too. I'm like, these are good cards, but they make so many of them.
Yeah.
Like, you get a rookie pack of prisms.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, man, here's a pink refractor and all these other ones.
Yeah.
Cracked ice.
So many Leaf rookies, so many of them. How you going to make money?
You ain't.
Those Leaf rookies, very smart. Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
So it's pretty much official. They're going to make an announcement soon. But the Jags have hired Urban Meyer.
Man, are they paying him what he wanted?
They're going to give him a lot of money.
Jesus.
Oh, Herb.
A lot of money.
Yep. Bringing him in. He was assembling his staff the past couple of days.
That team is like, they're in the news so much every day. Fred Taylor wants to come back.
You know, they got some pieces, man. With the right people, plug them in, they could be contenders in that division.
Yeah.
What about Keenan McCardle?
Oh, Keenan. They got some frisbee-catching dogs, man, on Chenault, Chark.
Mm-hmm.
They got James Robinson, rookie running back, had a great year. They got some pieces now, looking real good. And if I see Trevor before he leaves, I'm going to ask him if that arm's ready to throw for 4,000 yards next fall.
Hell yeah, it is.
You don't know. You know what? Just because he's not coming back to school, he may have – bought an estate in Clemson. He'll go back and forth to Jagsville.
They probably gave him one.
Probably.
They might own one at this point.
Tony Khan bought Little John Coliseum.
Little Khan Coliseum.
Little Khan Coliseum. Good for you, fat boy. You worked for that one.
Oh.
That was good.
On the way out, Jets got a new coach, Robert Saleh, the sexy bald defensive coordinator for the 49ers. We'll come to the Jets.
Yeah.
These jobs are getting taken, man. People are filling them up. It's going to be draft time before you know it. You got playoffs this weekend.
When is the draft?
April. But playoffs this weekend, man. Big games.
So what do you think, like, Trevor Lawrence does between now and April? He's got to be very careful to not get injured. He don't want to get on a motorcycle or go skydiving.
I guess, well, here's the thing.
Free flying?
Like,
jet flying?
I guess he'll go to the combine and do his interviews. He's obviously not going to throw.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
That's when they go take all the rookie card pictures.
I imagine he's going to work out a lot. Probably going to go ahead and try to maybe put on a little more muscle.
Yeah.
Bulk up a little bit. Start working on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Usually guys go to combine, but like he's the first one in a while that's so consensus number one that he probably don't have to do nothing.
He's probably just going to start working on getting ready to be an NFL quarterback in the fall.
And product endorser. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Somebody ought to give that man a shampoo. His own.
He should.
If Joe Namath was doing pantyhose commercials, Trevor Lawrence would sell you some kind of Purell, L'Oreal, something or another.
Bring back the old 90s Herbal Essences commercials where he's the one in the shower and you think he's having too good a time.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes has got the Head and Shoulders commercial, so.
At the shaving department.
I'm sure they'll give him something.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, and other things. And coming up next, we'll do some telephone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
But I listen to it as much as possible every day as I'm going into work.
You can't complain with them.
Man, they're the best.
Tony phone calls are hilarious.
They have a good show.
I sweat when I laugh at these guys. They make me laugh so hard.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.